Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is actually going to get off to a reasonable start this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be up by around 0.4% when trade gets underway later on this morning. And that is reflective of what eventually became quite a solid session as far as the US performance was concerned last night, bearing in mind that in the early part of the US day, we had the indices, or in the case of the S&P 500, flirting with negative territory. It was able to find some momentum on the top side and actually finished around its best levels of the day with a gain of about 0.7%. The NASDAQ technology stocks again outperforming. That's been a bit of a theme in recent days, up by about 1%, and the Dow Jones up by about 0.5%. The economic news of the day wasn't all that breathtaking in terms of its influence, but worth pointing out the continued divergence between what central bankers are saying in relation to the need for higher interest rates and what's happening as far as interest rate markets and indeed some economic measures. So in the case of last night's figures, we had the National Federation of Independent Businesses. This is basically a small business group. Their measure of small business confidence fell more than expected, and it was the second weakest that we've seen since around 2014. So that just gives you a sense of what the sentiment is saying. We've got interest rate markets tending to suggest that the US Federal Reserve is going to have to pull back on its rate hikes. And that is most evidenced in relation to the difference between short-term interest rates and some of the longer-term interest rates. And a way of highlighting that is, for example, six-month bond rates or note rates in the US are about 0.2% higher than a two-year treasury note. So that tells you that there is a bit of a divergence between what's going on as far as central bankers are concerned and what interest rate markets are telling us. They're telling us that after some rate hikes in the near term, there could potentially be some cuts further out. Of course, that's pushing the boat out on that conversation. That is certainly something that stands out at the moment in terms of that bigger picture. Last night, we actually saw long and short-term interest rates move a little bit higher. Two-year notes were up by about 4 basis points and 10-year notes up by about 9 basis points. So those inflation numbers that will be released tomorrow night local time in the US of vital importance in terms of what we're expecting on the local front. Those inflation figures will be all about the trimmed mean. So bearing in mind that in the previous month we saw a pretty substantial decline in underlying inflation, the trimmed mean came down to 5.3%. In November we're expecting that to bump up a little bit to 5.5% from 5.3%. If we get that outcome, that will be okay. If we get an undershooting of that 5.5% figure, the market will certainly like that. The futures at the moment are only pricing in about 16 basis points of rate hikes. So that is worth pointing out. Again, a bit of a divergence between what central bankers are saying and what is happening on the ground as far as rates are concerned. Our belief is that we'll see a rate hike in February of 0.25%, and after that, the RBA will have a bit of a breather. Elsewhere, commodity prices did reasonably well last night, not consistently across the board, but we had iron ore up by close to 2%. Copper and aluminium were up by about 1%. Copper at a 6.5-month high, so that's a reflection of what's happening as far as China is concerned. So an interesting couple of days ahead as far as the markets are concerned. It'll certainly put the gains of the last couple of days to the test, so an important window of time to navigate. And the Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker, not by much. It's trading just a shade below 69 US cents. Have a great day.